Analilia Mejia, the director of the New Jersey Working Families Alliance, says the 16-cent-an-hour increase that takes effect January 1st is not enough in such a high-cost state.
Think about how much people have to pay for rent and transportation and food and child care. You're finding yourself in a situation where it's impossible to make ends meet.
Governor-elect Phil Murphy and legislative leaders support phasing in a $15 minimum wage. New Jersey Chamber of Commerce President Tom Bracken says it needs to be done over a reasonable period of time.
If they're looking to get to $15 in 3 to 4 years, that might be a little quick. If it's $12.50, that might be okay. If it's 5 years to get to 15, you know, it's all in the math. And I don't know what the right math is.
Bracken says a gradual approach helps employers avoid layoffs, cutting hours, or rushing to automation. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.